In the age of Kali, intelligent persons perform congregational chanting to worship the incarnation of Godhead who constantly sings the names of Krishna. The names of who?
Krishna.
Although his complexion is not blackish, he is Krishna himself. He is accompanied by his associates, servants, weapons, and confidential companions. In Kali Yuga, the condition of human society is more degraded than at any other time in the cycle of ages. However, the Vedic sages glorify Kali Yuga as the best of ages, since in this age the most magnanimous avatar, Sri Chaitanya, appeared. One should understand the nature of Sri Chaitanya's compassion. During a period of less than 50 years spanning the latter part of the 15th century and the early 16th century, he gave the most degraded souls, the residents of Kali Yuga, the highest attainment, Krishna Prema, by teaching and demonstrating the most sublime and simple process of devotional service, the congregational chanting of the holy name. Sri Chaitanya taught the science of devotional service to his foremost disciples, especially Srila Rupa Goswami and Srila Sanatan Goswami. They and their nephew, Srila Jiva Goswami, along with such exalted Vaishnava scholars as Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj, wrote books that systematically set forth the science for future generations. However, by the time Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur took birth on September 2nd, 1838, the sublime transcendental tenets of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had largely been forgotten. Born in the ancient village of Bir Nagar in the Nadia district of West Bengal, Srila Bhaktivinoda was the third son of Ananda Chandra Dutto and Jagat Mohini, both of whom belonged to wealthy and eminent families. His father named him Kedaranath, a name of Lord Shiva. Talented and thoughtful from an early age, Kedaranath Dutta began to search for the essence of life. After marriage and his studies in Calcutta, during which his great literary abilities became evident, this search led him to acquire several copies of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita and Srimad Bhagavatam. By reading these two books, Kedaranath became an ardent devotee of Lord Krishna and Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whom he came to term the Eastern Savior. He took his life's mission as his life's mission, the revival of the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in their original purity. Simultaneously, he pursued a career in the British administration that then ruled India, eventually rising to the most respectable position of deputy magistrate. In the late 19th century, Vaishnavism was under siege in India. Economic development and sensual pursuits were the program for the modern age. Vaishnavism was thought to be outmoded, and the truths of the sacred Vedas were obscured by rampant misinterpretation, speculation, and condemnation. In this atmosphere, only a very few Vaishnava devotees understood and properly practiced the sublime tenets of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. For the most part, the spotless transcendental pastimes Lord Krishna enjoyed in the spiritual world with Srimati Radharani and the other gopis, as revealed in the Srimad Bhagavatam, were equated with the condemned licentious affairs of this world. As a result, the pure Vaishnavism Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had taught was now covered and had fallen into disrepute throughout large sections of society. Inspired by his spiritual master, Srila Jagannath Das Babaji, Srila Bhaktivinoda set out to revive Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's true teachings. Helped by his fourth son, Bimala Prasad, who would become the celebrated Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada, Srila Bhaktivinoda started a vigorous campaign of preaching Krishna consciousness. The undaunted efforts of Srila Bhaktivinoda knew no bounds, and great success followed his heroic struggles and campaigns. Books, essays, magazines, poems, songs, and commentaries flowed like the unstoppable Ganges from his pen. He founded many preaching centers for the distribution of the holy name, and most notably, he revealed the lost site of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's birthplace. In 1896, Srila Bhaktivinoda reached out to the Western world with the publication of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, His Life and Precepts. He sent this concise English work to various universities, particularly in the West. In the same year, Srila Bhaktivinoda made a remarkable prediction. Long before the invention of the airplane, he wrote, "A personality will soon appear to preach the teachings of Sri Chaitanya and move unrestrictedly all over the world with his message." This year, 1896, was the birth year of Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who would fulfill the Thakur's prophecy in his later years with the founding of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Earlier in 1885, in his monthly Bengali publication, Sajjana Toshini, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur had called for the day when the fortunate English, French, Russian, German, and American people would take up Harinam Sankirtan in the streets and join with their Bengali brothers in diving into the ocean of Sri Chaitanya's love. Furthermore, in the same publication, the Thakur called for the day when all sects and religions of the world would flow like rivers into the ocean of Vaishnavism. This trio of predictions, which the world is presently seeing fulfilled, displays the spiritual empowerment of the great personality known as Bhaktivinoda Thakur. In recognition of his eminence, the learned Vaishnav community of the time designated, at the time, designated Thakur, the Thakur, the seventh Goswami. According him, a status equivalent to the six Goswamis, the direct disciples of Sri Chaitanya. Any student of his life and works can only agree. Jiva Dharma, published in that momentous year of 1896 in Bengali, is Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's major philosophical work. The book is set in Navadvip Tham, Sri Chaitanya's birthplace, approximately 100 years after his birth. The work is a novel, the central core of which is a series of dialogues between spiritual teachers and their disciples. There are also a number of debates on various topics between these teachers and antagonistic parties. Within this format, Srila Bhaktivinoda brilliantly elucidates the philosophy, practice, and ultimate goal of transcendental life as taught by Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The book has four distinct parts which progressively illuminate the various levels of spiritual practice the fallen conditioned jiva must undergo to reestablish his eternal jiva dharma, transcendental love of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Sri Krishna. Chapters 1 to 12 form the first part, which establishes the transcendental authenticity of jiva dharma as distinct from all material activity. Chapter 1 clarifies the difference between pure jiva dharma and mundane, materially motivated religiosity. Chapter 2 establishes jiva dharma as the pure and eternal function of the soul, as opposed to the ever-changing flux of activities the fallen soul undergoes in the illusion of material conditioning. Chapter 3 expounds the prime necessity of renouncing all illusory material designations in the search for the absolute truth. In particular, the relationship between Varnashram Dharma and Jiva Dharma is debated. Chapter 4 establishes Jiva Dharma, Varnash Vaishnava Dharma, and Nitya Dharma, the eternal function of the soul, as synonymous when understood in their purest essence. Chapter 5 explains that Vaidhi Bhakti, comprising the preliminary devotional practices that lead to the attainment of one's innate Jiva Dharma, is a purely transcendental activity. In this regard, there are friendly discussions between the descendants of the Chandkazi, a Muslim-born devotee of Sri Chaitanya, and the renounced Vaishnavas. In Chapter 6, a Brahmana pundit, offended by the friendly dealings between the Vaishnavas and the Kazi's descendants, debates the validity of this behavior. Jiva Dharma is established as open to all souls without consideration of race and caste. Chapter 7 fully elucidates the terrible cycle of birth and death in the material world and how Jiva Dharma frees one from such suffering. In Chapter 8, Vaishnava behavior is explained to a young devotee. The various levels of Vaishnavas are expounded with the related pertinent behavior toward each level. Chapter 9 contains an interesting debate between a Vaishnava and a Shakta worshiper. The goals of spiritual culture and material advancement are contrasted. In Chapter 10, another debate takes place over the historical status of the Vaishnavism as taught by Sri Chaitanya. The eternality of the philosophy and practices given by Sri Chaitanya is established. In Chapter 11, a Muslim scholar challenges the Vaishnavas over their practice of deity worship. A fascinating debate ensues. In Chapter 12, Rajanath, a sincere aspirant to Jiva Dharma, enters the book. He is given preliminary guidance in the principles of sadhana, regulated spiritual practice, and sadhya, the ultimate goal of such practice. We now enter the second part of the book, chapters 13 to 22 inclusive. Jivadharma in connection to material topics has been illustrated. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur moves us, the enthralled readers, onto an elaborate exposition of the Dash Mool Tattva, the 10 fundamental principles of the philosophy taught by Sri Chaitanya. Chapter 13 enumerates these 10 principles, which are divided into two: Praman, proof, and Prameya, that which is to be proved. Also in chapter 13, the first two of the 10 principles are expounded. The first principle is Praman. The sacred Vedas are established as the ultimate authority in the description of the absolute, truth, and thus the ultimate Praman, proof. The second principle establishes Sri Hari, Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as the highest manifestation of the absolute truth. Chapter 14 presents the third and fourth principles. The third principle portrays the inconceivable potencies of Sri Krishna, and the fourth illustrates Sri Krishna as the shelter of all rasa, transcendental mellow. Chapter 15 begins a trio of chapters which discuss jiva tattva, the truth concerning the jivas, the numerically unlimited individual spirit souls. Chapter 15 begins the discussion by an elaborate exposition of the intrinsic nature of the jiva. Chapter 16 describes the enslavement of the errant jiva by the Maya Shakti, the external illusory material energy. Chapter 17 gives us hope by describing the liberation of the jiva from the Maya Shakti and his establishment in the shelter of the Chit Shakti, the internal spiritual energy. Chapter 18 gives the ultimate description of reality, Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva, the inconceivable simultaneous oneness and difference from Sri Krishna with every aspect of his creation. Chapter 19 moves us on from Sambandha Tattva, the philosophical tenets of bhakti, devotional service, to a trio of chapters dealing with Abhideya Tattva, the means of attainment of the highest goal. Chapter 19 begins the trio by presenting unmotivated bhakti, uncontaminated by karma, fruit of desire, and jnana, empirical mental speculation, as the Abhideya, means of attainment. Chapter 20 elaborately elucidates the beginning stage of Abhideya, Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti, regulated devotional practices impelled by chaste adherence to scriptural stipulations. Chapter 21 takes us to the next stage of Abhideya with a wonderfully informative presentation of Raganuga Sadhana Bhakti, devotional practice following the footsteps of the residents of the transcendental realm, impelled by an awakening spiritual greed. Chapter 22 presents the final and tenth principle of the Dash Mool Tattva, known as Prayojan Tattva, the highest goal of attainment, which is Krishna Prema, transcendental love of Sri Krishna. Now begins the third section of Jivadharma, comprising of three chapters, which present Sri Nam Tattva, the principle of Harinam, the holy name of Sri Krishna. Chapter 23 begins with the panoramic presentation of the philosophical truths concerning Harinam. Chapter 24 discusses Namaparad, offensive chanting, and chapter 25 discusses Namabhasa, the stage of clearing offenses to Harinam. As the spiritual aspirant progressively freezes chanting of Harinam from offenses, then by the mercy of Sri Krishna, he will concordantly experience rasa, transcendental mellow. Therefore, we are led to the fourth and final section of Jivadharma, which deals with rasa tattva, the principles of transcendental mellow. Chapter 26 begins with a general introduction to rasa tattva. Chapter 27 deals with the samagri bhav, the ingredients of rasa and the mixing of these ingredients. Chapter 28 explains the central cause of experiencing rasa, known as mukhya rati, the attachment of the devotee to Sri Krishna. This attachment takes various moods towards Sri Krishna. In chapter 29, the moods of shanta rati, attachment and neutrality, dasya rati, attachment and servitude, and sakyarati, attachment and fraternity, are presented. In chapter 30, vatsalyarati, attachment and parenthood, and madhuryarati, attachment and conjugality, are discussed. Chapters 31 to 37 further explain the topic of madhuryarati by detailed descriptions of the constituent personalities, moods, and activities. The perfection of Madhurya Rati is known as Sringara Ras, which has two divisions, Vipralamba, love and separation, and Sambhoga, love and union. In chapter 38, Sringara Ras, the perfected mellow of conjugality, is introduced, and its subdivisions, Vipralamba, is detailed. In chapter 39, Samboga, love and union, is elucidated with particular reference to the Ashtakalila Lila, the eightfold daily pastimes of Sri Krishna and his dear devotees. In chapter 39, the topic is how the sincere aspirant may actually enter the transcendental Lila of Sri Krishna by the esoteric practice of Ekadashi Bhav, the 11 items of spiritual identity. Also at the end of this chapter, the particular missions that Sri Chaitanya gave his most prominent disciples are detailed. The final chapter, chapter 40, scientifically explains the progressive stages on the path of attaining the final goal of life, Krishna Prema, and the concomitant practices of each level. The book then ends with a final prayer and the Pal Shruti, a description of the fruit of studying this wonderful book, Jiva Dharma. At this point, the learned reader will appreciate the comprehensive way in which Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has presented the philosophy, practice, and goal of Vaishnavism as taught by his Lord, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The book is an act of intellectual genius, and yet prema, transcendental love, is the wonderfully predominant mood. A sincere reader cannot help but imbibe such sublime nectar from the pages of Jiva Dharma. The book was completed in 1896 on the appearance day of Sri Chaitanya. Undoubtedly, it is a further avatar of Sri Chaitanya, the literary incarnation of his teachings. May our lives be an attempt to repay the infinite debt we owe to the great Vaishnava Srila Sakchidananda Bhaktivinoda Thakur for his sublime elucidation of Jiva Dharma. Falling at the lotus feet of Srila Bhaktivinoda and all the Vaishnavas, Keshi Damana Das. Go Premanande Nam Gai Gaura Madhur Svare. Sam, can you hand me a drum, please? Nam Gai Gaura Madhur Svare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Sadari bole dako, bihe tako bane tako, sadari bole dako, sukhe dhuke bulo nako, banane hari nam korore, sukhe dhuke bulo nako, banane hari nam korore. Nam Gai Gaura Madhur Svare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Maya jalle bhagda hoye, acho niche khajlo ye.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Jivana holo shesh na bhajile Hrishikesh. Thakur bhakti bino rupare shekpanam rashe mature. Thakur Gai Gaura Madhusvare, Nam Gai Gaura Madhusvare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Jai Gaura Sadari bole tako, suke tuke bulo nako, barane hari nam korore. Krishna Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare
Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama,
Kono chetana pera kamadha vanam bolore.
Kono chetana pera kamadha
vanam bolore. Kado madha vanam bolore.
Kado
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Radha Madhava Nam Bolore.
Radha
Madhava Nam Bolore.
Jivana
hoilo shesh na bajile rishike.
Jivana hoilo shesh na bajile rishike.
Bhakti vino rupade shekbar nam rashi matore. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Bhakti Vinod, Bhakti Vinod, Bhakti Vinod, Jaya Bhakti Vinod. Jaya Vaishnav Thakur, Vaishnav Thakur, Vaishnav Thakur, Jaya Vaishnav Thakur. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada.
Madhukari, harmonium. Puja, madanga. Bhakta Sam, Leela Padma, and Omkar, Kartal. Hare Krishna singers.
Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol.
just before we go, which we should, in the next 7 minutes and 32 seconds, we make a, if you so desire, some kind of prayer to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, especially starting a new devotional habit that you've been waiting for some time. Now's the chance to make a prayer to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, or some attainment, some goal you'd like to aspire for in devotional service. Start it now, here in Bhaktivinoda Thakur's holy place, and we'll take a few minutes to think it over, just among yourselves, and you can make a prayer, and then we'll gather over in the courtyard and have our kirtan back down to the boat that's waiting to take us back across the river. Vancha kaupatrubhascha kripasindabhevacha patitanam pavanibhyo vaishnavibhyo namo namaha.